Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue, a rewatch. My name is Dave.
And I'm Isaac.
And in this episode, we're going to be recapping episodes number 25 through 29. So let's go ahead and get right into the recap. In the first episode this week, Last Words, Tucker disconnects the wire that is making the beeping sound and also connected to the switch that's making the Warthog drive around that is now pinned Sarge to his own base, and the turret has been slowly just going nearer and nearer to his head. So in this portion, I love all the lines with Sarge. What did you think of, like, whenever the turret just stops half an inch from his head? At first, it's moving really quickly.
And then just stops, and Sarge claims he could have taken it on. We're starting to show signs of weakness.
Oh, yeah. So eventually it stops, and then Doc is in the Warthog, and they get him to back out, and they head over to the Blue Base, and they see Tucker kneeling down to check out what's wrong with the wire that's making that beeping sound. And because now Church's legs won't move. Now that he connected the wire that helps with the beeping sound and keeps the Warthog from moving, Church's robotic Lopez legs will no longer work. So here's Tucker, face in robot crotch, and the Reds show up to say hey. And that takes us to episode number 26, Nobody Likes You. All right, so now the Blues are saying no, they're not going to take Doc back, because that's the only reason the Reds are there, to get rid of Doc for slamming the sergeant into the base and pretty much just being annoying, that goody two-shoes annoying. So they say no way, and the whole time Church can't turn around to look at them. And so the Reds quickly, you know, they just leave Doc alone in the middle of the canyon, and Doc tries to go back with them, but, you know, of course, they don't want him. That's why they came back to the Blue Base. And that's about all that happens in that episode. And that takes us to episode number 27, 9/10 of the Law. Back over at the Red Base, Donut is talking to Sarge, and Sarge is not talking back. And they're waiting for Simmons and Griff to come back. All right. So they eventually get back to the base, and they start talking about what went wrong. And back and forth, they keep saying, like, you know, that they're telling the story wrong. But back at the Blue Base, Church is still unable to move or go anywhere. And Caboose suggests that Church leaves his body, and then he can get Lopez to make repairs to Sheila. And then maybe he can fix his own legs. So after they are both, like, Tucker and Church are just amazed that Church had an idea. Church tells him to watch the body.
You mean Caboose.
Oh, that Caboose, yeah, I'm sorry, that Caboose had a good idea. Church leaves the body so that they can see what's going to happen. He tells Tucker and Caboose to keep an eye on him. So right then, they look at each other, and Tucker starts telling Caboose that he had a good idea, and that's when Lopez just runs away. The Blues are chasing after his body because Church has said that they need to go through the teleporter, and he's just going to apparate there as a ghost. So Tucker throws a grenade through the portal because he's not going back through there. Last time, he did not like that. And actually, there's a really great line there where Tucker says, I'm not going through the teleporter again. I still have a tingling in the back of my look. I'm just not going through there again. And so him and Caboose start running down there after Tucker throws a grenade. And the Reds see that Lopez is running toward their base. And since he's been spray-painted blue to look like Church, Sarge and Simmons start getting ready to attack him. And Donut annoys Griff the same way that he was annoying Sarge at the beginning of the episode. And that takes us to episode number 28, and stereo where available. Tucker and Caboose eventually get to Lopez by chasing him down on foot, and he refuses to rejoin them, and instead goes at length just talking in Spanish about the oppression that he has had, and how he's going to eventually, there's going to be an uprising, and his people will take over, and on and on and on and on. And Simmons and Sarge try to run over to get the Blues, and they mistake him for a blue soldier, and Tucker and Caboose notice that the Warthog is coming after them, so they run away. And Lopez turns around to see the Warthog is coming at him, and he stops it by basically blowing it up with, I guess, maybe there were grenades implanted in the front of the Warthog for some odd reason. I mean, what do you think? Because obviously he can control it, but why are there explosives?
I don't know. It's probably not explosives. He just has access to the internal workings of it.
Probably. Maybe it has a self-destruct, like the same way
everything
that shouldn't.
With
yeah.
a button that says do not push, and
what
everyone pushes it.
What's up with that? It's a big red button. Do not push, self-destruct. Why would you put that button there? That's just a bad idea. So, anyway, so he blows up the Warthog, and the Reds run away. And then he feels bad that he hurt his own Reds, and he feels bad that they were chasing him down. So he joins the Blues and says he'll do whatever they want.
No, he's like, I'm sorry, Father, of course, to Sarge, and eventually the Blues have to convince him to fix Sheila, but he doesn't just like turn around and join the Blues.
That's true. He did have this sense of like giving up. He's just like, they chase me down and I hurt them and I'm a robot with feelings, but I only speak Spanish, the language of love. Did you ever see that music video?
No.
The Lopez music video?
No.
It was really bad because, you know, Bernie Burns, the guy, same guy who plays Church, plays him. It cracks me up. So, all right, that's a lot of side note. Let's get back. So episode number 29, Radar Love. The Blues eventually do convince Lopez, and he repairs Sheila. Now, the plan that they say is that Church tells him once he fixes Sheila, he's off on his own. But really the plan is as soon as he fixes Sheila, he's going to jump back into Lopez's body, and Caboose is on the side talking to Tucker about, and he whispers, he's like, I thought the plan was for him to fix Sheila, and then he'll jump back into his body. And I love that Caboose gets upset with Tucker. He's like, if you were tricking me, you would not tell me that I was being tricked? And so Griff spies on them through the sniper rifle, and he believes that there is a new blue soldier. The red team goes on and on about, you know, what could happen, what's going on over there. And Donut is the only person who gets it dead on. He says that he thinks that maybe the guy who was killed became a ghost and possessed Lopez's body, and that's why Sarge was acting all crazy and got shot in the head and didn't remember it because his body was possessed. So I guess Sarge didn't remember anything from the spirit world because they all just discredit Donut as having a stupid theory. So Lopez fixes the tank, and he looks at Sheila, and Sheila instantly falls for him. Like you can see that there's an instant emotional love connection going on, and Caboose does not like that. Does not like it at all. So Church goes and jumps into Lopez's body again, but instantly just sort of gets pushed back out, and that's because we find that Tex has possessed Lopez and is now taking his body. And that ends these five episodes for this week. Did you notice anything different between the remastered and the original version?
I didn't really, but I don't remember the second season very much. I mean, I watched it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, same here, but I didn't notice anything that was really different at all, and it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. I loved watching these episodes, man. Season 2. This is where I feel like they started getting a lot more story-driven, is right about here. Because now you've got all these things that you're wondering about. You know, you've got Tex back in the body. You've got the Reds are trying to figure out what's going on. It feels much more story-driven than Season 1 did right about at this point. You feel like there's definitely more to be explored. So I guess it's time to get into favorite quotes of this block of episodes. So do you have your quote ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, my favorite quote was from Griff whenever he's talking to Donut, saying the Warthog that's currently shooting at Sarge. And it stops, and Griff goes, after Donut, what's Donut say there?
What about? I mean, Donut, I don't really remember saying anything. Doc was in the Warthog.
Oh, that's what I meant. Doc. I feel dumb. Okay, so anyway, Doc was just like, I was just trying to help. And Griff goes, oh, is that all? I, for one, was totally confused. I thought you were savagely trying to kill our sergeant by ramming him over and over with a 6,000-pound steel death machine. Now that we know you're just trying to help, by all means, please, continue.
All right, my favorite quote was from Sarge when they jump out of the Warthog, Simmons and Sarge. And Simmons says, did you see that? No, he says, did you see something weird? And Sarge says, Yes, when I was a child, I saw a man who claimed to be my uncle do something with a garden hose that haunts me still to this day. I love that line so much. And, of course, I'm not delivering it the way that Matt Holm did, but that is by far one of the best lines in this whole series. It's I mean, there's a lot of random lines, but that one fit into no context. All right, so let's go ahead and get into a section that I'm going to call the Slew of Ian Emails. Our number one fan has sent us a bunch of emails. All right, so the first one says, "Hey, guys, I'm not a stalker, but I really enjoy the podcast." We called him a stalker last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And so he says, "Like, fucking love it. Anyway, I'm trying to get my dad to get me the remaster box set. I was wondering if you guys could do a little shout-out thing to my dad. If you can, that'd be the coolest thing ever. Another thing, do you guys play Halo 3? I'd love to play with you guys online. My gamer tag is beep." So, yeah, later, your number one fan, Ian. Now, you have the next email from him.
Next, he sent an email entitled "The Reason." So he says, "Okay, so the reason I would like a shout-out to my dad is because I'm sick and tired of watching on the website. Like, they have fucking ads, and then it's this little box, but it's still the best show ever created on the face of the planet. LLTTYL, Ian."
Okay, so can we give your dad a shout-out on the podcast so that he'll buy you the remastered box set? No, we can't do that. No, sorry. All right, so the next email says, "Hey, guys, you know that song that the Reds play in the Warthog? Here it is. Please do the thing for my dad. His name is Richard. Please." All right, in this email, he didn't send us something cool, and he sent an MP3 of the song that plays in the Warthog, "One of the Reds Are Driving Over the Hill." And you know what? Go ahead, fuck it. Richard, buy this dude fucking the remastered edition of the DVDs. It is awesome.
And totally worth it.
You'll be awesome to him for like 5 minutes. So do it. And it's not that expensive. Go to BestBuy.com if you want to. Go to RoosterTeeth.com/store. It's really easy to find. So, all right, what's the final email from Ian this week?
This week he said it's entitled, "Hey, open this," with 20 exclamation marks. He says, "Okay, guys."
There's actually 20. I counted them.
Yeah, there's actually 20. "Okay, guys, I was thinking, and I could see you guys doing this for a while, like reviewing the new RVB episodes when they come out, etc. I was wondering if you guys would like a website for the podcast. I think it would be awesome, and I could see you guys going far. Anyway, please email me if you think it's a good idea."
Well, we've thought about getting an episode. In fact, we have discussed if we're going to get one and when and why. And, you know, we do see it happening in the future, just not right now. Not as of now. Not at least until we get a bit more of, you know, an established name, a little bit of a real need for it, I'm trying to say.
As far as reviewing episodes as they come out, we're going to get caught up and kind of see, you know, where we're at.
How that goes.
See where we're at, see, you know, who's into that, who wants to listen to it.
And
send us feedback if you think we should do that.
Yeah, the thing about this is we will be doing it every week. Now, if we catch up before they start Season 9, which I don't think that we will, then we will probably be reviewing each episode every week, because we will make sure that we do this once a week on a very consistent basis. We might have to end up doing some filler episodes, but we'll figure it out. Don't worry, we will continue to do the podcast. But I'm not sure if anybody's going to care too much to listen to us recap and review a single, you know, 5 to 7 minute episode. Hey, if you guys want us to, we'll be doing it, you know, but don't worry, we will be here every week on Saturdays. So that's all for the emails, and if you guys have any more emails, questions, thoughts, ideas, anything like that, you can send them to rvbrewatch@gmail.com. That's rvbrewatch@gmail.com. You can also leave comments or check out our profiles, the Twitter, the iTunes link at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. That's spelled the exact same way as the email account. And also, if you want to check out our Rooster Teeth profiles, other than the links on the website, you can check out my Rooster Teeth profile at roosterteeth.com/DDR3. That's DDRTHREE. And yours is?
Mine is roosterteeth.com/Acliad.
I fucking hate that you named me.
Hey. Shut up. DDR3.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
That's actually not as bad. You know what? No, I don't even want to say it.
Acklean?
Now you just made me feel like a douche.
Well, don't worry. You can go to rvbrewatch.blogspot.com, and our Rooster Teeth profile links are right there on the right. So any moment, anytime you want to check out Isaac's profile, you can just check it out right there. And that's it for this week. If you want to catch up on the episodes with us, you can always send in emails on your thoughts, your favorite quotes of the block of episodes. We do the episodes 5 at a time. So next week we will be rewatching and reviewing episodes number 30 through 30. Hold on. 30 through 35. 34. I should have planned this out, huh? 30 through 34 is next week. From season 2. So you can check those out on the website. If you have the DVDs, you can watch them that way. And that's it, I guess. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on RVB Rewatch. Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
And I'm Isaac.
Fuck, man. I asked you a billion times if you're ready, and you're fucking watching flies with your microphone in your lap. You son of a bitch.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck, man. Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
And I'm Isaac.
And in this episode of the recap, we are going to be reviewing episodes number 25 through 29. So let's go ahead and get right into it. And the first episode of this week is this is all needing to be restarted, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
And I'm Isaac.
And in this episode of RVB, we are... Fuck me!